After 23 intense episodes, it all comes down to three teams: the Gold Coast Girls, the Cowboys, and the Super Seeks. 7:30 Sunday night on Channel 10, grand finale of the Amazing Race Australia. Host Bo Ryan joins us ahead of the occasion. Bo, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a bit sad that it's all coming to an end, as much as it's been very, probably tolling on me being away and then doing all the press. I feel sad, man. But my kids are loving it. My family's loving it, which is the main thing to me. And for my family's sake, I hope the Gold Coast Girls win, because she is, my daughter's in love with them.
I was going to say, did you have a favourite? Was there someone you were going for the entire time?
Look, I like the underdog. I mean, the Super Seeks were always strong early. The Gold Coast Girls have been the best team all race. The Cowboys have popped in late, but unlike Sky Blue and Jacob, made no secret of that. I also like Joe Bell and Ray, the mum and dad. The father and daughter combo.
For sure. What I was hearing there was that you pretty much loved everyone on the show and don't really have a favourite, but that's fine.
No, I do. Look, the casting was great. I mean, I'm not across the casting, so whatever they put in front of me, that's what we get. And I couldn't be happier with everyone, proud of everyone. I mean, you do develop relationships, but again, I only see what you guys see. I don't see all the challenges, though, as I'm doing most of them. And we do have the best three left. I want to make that clear. We did lose good teams along the way, but these three, they worked well together. They had big strategies. They were tough. They were relentless. They were fast. And all that goes out the window when they get off the helicopter in Mount Kosciuszko and race to see me on the finish line.
Yeah, so Sunday night they are heading from Sydney to Canberra. What are they going to do through Canberra? What are they going to go through? Parliament House? Maybe the Arboretum?
Nah, well, that's a good question. We got to Canberra, and that's what I said. It's quite boring, so let's get on a chopper and go to Kosciuszko. We got a few things done. Look, Canberra's a great city, but we didn't spend too long there. And we head down to Threadbow and the Snowy Mountains, and, mate, it gets real there. Some tough challenges. Jumping out of the helicopter. I don't know how many people have done that, but that's hard. Into water, freezing cold water. And then a few problems that they've got to solve just before they get to me. It's awesome TV, and a foot race to me at the mat with the cash. It couldn't be scripted better.
It'll be absolutely intense. It is in the Snowy Mountains. Are we actually going to get any snow, though?
Right, we do get snow. We're there at the back end of last year, but it's still cold there, man. I mean, it's very hot in the, down at the bottom of the mountain, but in the summit and heading back up to the up Kosciuszko, I mean, it is cold. It's hard to breathe as well with the altitude, especially if you're trying to run. And it's good colour up there. There's a little bit of snow. There's greenery. We have all the other teams there. The 13 other teams are there to cheer the teams along or boo them, whatever they wanted to do. And it's just, it's good, man. It's an epic finale.
I was going to say, see, you've painted a real picture, but I'm sure when we see it Sunday night, it's going to be even better.
There's a few episodes where I'm really pumped about, and this is obviously the biggest one, but this is exciting.
I mean, if there's snow there, I'd love to see a snowball fight, but obviously you can't go back and film that now.
We probably could. I don't know if there's room in the budget.
Retrospectively now, looking back across the whole season, can you pinpoint a specific moment that was the best for you as the host?
I got asked this question earlier at Channel 10, and I like when teams are written off and they bounce back. I mean, visually, I love travelling and going to Tasmania and the top end and the outback, that was all great. But when teams are written off, especially when teams are against them and there's a bit of an alliance and they get the underdog mentality, I love when they turn up, when they're against all odds. I like that. Moments on the mat where I had no idea what was happening and teams were... I got told there was teams that were like down and out. When they turned up, it was a wonderful feeling.
Like a parent that's lost their kid during the day and they've come back.
No, more like a parent that's lost their keys and they're late to work. But you know they're there, and so the quicker they turn up, the better your day's going to be.
Yeah, there's probably more panic around kids than keys, isn't there?
Just yeah, a little bit kids, more. You got to call the cops and SOS and all that, man. You don't need that.
Well, you've navigated us brilliantly through the whole season, right around Australia, hopefully inspiring a lot of people to get back out there. The Gold Coast Girls, the Cowboys, the Super Seeks, we'll find out who wins it 7:30 Sunday night on Channel 10 with the grand finale of the Amazing Race. Bo Ryan, thanks for your time.
Thanks, man.